This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm supposed to be on a flight in a few hours, taking a Boeing. Most flights, most planes are some version of Boeing. But apparently, we've got another incident. FAA says American Airlines Boeing 777 with 249 people on board were forced to make an emergency landing in L.A., Los Angeles, after a tire blew after takeoff in Dallas. The airline, according to Daily Mail, initially said that the plane suffered some kind of mechanical failure. Thank God the aircraft was able to safely land in LAX, which was its destination. Passengers and crew disembarked, and the plane landed at about 8:45 p.m. local time. But why did a tire blow? I mean, this week, United Airlines, Boeing 777, en route to Japan from San Francisco, was forced to emergency land at LAX because, again, lost a tire during takeoff. A few days before that, another Boeing jet was forced to make an emergency landing at LAX due to hydraulic issues. So Boeing has suffered a bunch of setbacks, and it's getting a lot of press these days. Stock tanking, not sure what is going on. And then on top of all that, we heard a few days ago that John Barnett, the quote-unquote whistleblower, at 62 years old, died of apparent suicide while he was in the process of testifying some of the issues that was going on with the plane company. And so it was a quote-unquote self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was a former quality manager at the company's North Charleston plant. Now, it could just be Boeing has bad, bad luck. But, you know, I mean, to me, I start to wonder what's going on with quality assurance, who's overseeing what, not only at Boeing, but also with the Department of Transportation. Aren't there supposed to be checklists and oversight? That's why we have a Department of Transportation. Many of you heard how passengers on board a LATAM Airlines flight from Sydney to Auckland were traumatized when the Boeing 787-9 plunged from the sky. 50 people injured. Passengers were thrown against the ceiling, which is why always have your seatbelt on if you can. And so there's a federal audit now, and Boeing said they are going to work with employees. They are going to look at these manufacturing procedures. Wasn't there also an issue where airplane parts were coming from a non-vetted company? My worry is that it's deeper, and I'm getting on a plane in a couple hours. I am a little nervous. I was on a plane a few weeks ago, and I know I made jokes about, you know, having a wrench, taking that with me, and you know, some people didn't think it was funny. They were like, you're not allowed to bring that on a plane. How did the TSA let you bring a wrench on a plane? I go, it was under 7 inches. I think there's like a 7-inch rule. I just, you know, they got these rules. 7 inches, it's good. No big deal. But it does. It makes me a little nervous. I mean, it's almost every day now we're hearing something. So Boeing has promised that they are going to be, you know, reviewing things, especially after that January 5th door panel blowout on an Alaskan Airlines flight. They said FAA has reviewed 89 aspects of production at Boeing's plant in Renton, Washington, and found the company failed 33 of them. So good for the FAA jumping on this, but I thought there's supposed to be a process and inspections and certain protocols before that. See, maybe it's because I'm a doctor. We can't be half-assed anytime. You can't just because you're about to get inspected all of a sudden make sure your instruments are clean. You're supposed to be doing that all the time. Why? Because patient safety is paramount. You don't want anybody getting sick or hurt by anything you do. Hence, do no harm. So to me, as a doctor, every single day, every minute of the day, you're at 100%, which makes it very, very difficult. Why doctors burn out, why staff burn out. Now, I took on more of my staff's work than other doctors because I didn't want them to have the pressure that I was under to make sure that everything was done right, temperature of the refrigerator correct, vaccines administered perfectly, the sterilizer working right, all instruments I would over, anytime I would open and use an instrument, I would inspect it. But with Boeing, you would think that same sort of work ethic would be there because you have 260 souls on a plane at one time, or 167, or 400. You have lives at stake. Now, did I have staff that worked for me that just didn't seem to care? When I saw staff lie about a lab coming in, and they hid the labs and they scrunched them up in between a couple charts so they wouldn't have to work. I don't know what they were thinking. They ended up, you know, getting fired. I mean, why would you do that? And I'm finding their abnormal labs. And that's why I was at my office till 10, 11 o'clock at night every night. I wanted to make sure that every patient's labs, it's exhausting. So I get you cannot oversee every single employee. But there has to, I mean, really? 89 aspects the FAA reviewed and 33 were failed. So I'm not sure what's going on, but it's not looking good for Boeing, and it's not looking good for us passengers. I mean, I trust the FAA. I trust the Department of Transportation. I trust the pilots. I trust airline mechanics. But what I don't trust is that everything was supervised and everything was done to 100% effort and perfection. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So time and time again, we hear that smoking weed is bad for you. And it is. Look, I voted to legalize it in my neck of the woods. I told you why. Free up police officers so they didn't have to be dealing with marijuana crimes and deal with the bigger crimes. Allow people to, the researchers to study it. If it was legal, then maybe we could study it and find some health applications. And because I knew that governments were going to really restrict people having access to pain medication, I wanted them to be able to access something so they wouldn't commit suicide because they were in pain. I just didn't realize, and this is my naivety, that people would, wow, that the explosive use of it would be this drastic. And so we are seeing excessive vomiting. We're seeing paranoia. We're seeing anxiety. We're seeing depression. We're seeing suicides go up. We're seeing school dropout rates. We're seeing mood disorders. We're seeing psychoses. But we're also seeing heart attacks and stroke. Now, you know, understand that it's different strokes for different folks. I get that botulism could kill somebody, but it could also make a movie star look beautiful. I get that depending on how you apply these medications or these chemicals, there could be good and bad. But this latest study, published in the Journal of the American Heart Association and funded by the National Institutes of Health, found that those who smoke marijuana daily are at significantly higher risk, not just mild, but significantly higher risk of suffering a heart attack and stroke than those who don't. 25% increased risk of heart attack, which is huge. 42% for stroke. Why? Well, there's toxins that are released. And again, we're not talking gummies. We're not talking about baked brownies. We're talking about inhaling through your lungs. And there are toxins very similar to tobacco smoke. Well, if tobacco smoke is that bad on your heart and your cardiovascular health and your brain and the vessels, well, of course, marijuana would be, maybe even more. This is going to Aubrey Jeffers, a data analyst at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, former researcher at the Center for Tobacco Control Research and Education at the University of California, San Francisco. She says, we've known for a long time that smoking tobacco is linked to heart disease, and this study is evidence that smoking cannabis appears to also be a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, which is the leading cause of death in the United States. Cannabis use could be an important, underappreciated source of heart disease. So when I teach you guys about cardiac risk factors, and I tell you that if you're male over 40, female over 50, if you have a family history of heart disease, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, high stress, obesity, a family history of heart issues, a personal history of heart issues, short stature, now they might add to that list marijuana inhalation. Now, where did they come up with this? Well, researchers analyzed data from the CDC from 434,000 American adults aged 18 to 74. They took this data between 2016 and 2020. 4% were daily cannabis users. 7% used the drug 5 days a month. 88.9% had not used it in the last 30 days. According to New York Post, among current users, about three-fourths said they mostly smoked it. That was their method of use. And they found that those who inhaled the cannabis via combustion, meaning lighting it, were 25% more likely to have a heart attack than those who didn't use it at all. A daily habit increased their chances of having a stroke by 42%. The likelihood of experiencing a cardiovascular condition was much lower for non-daily users, but still higher than those who never used it. Those who used the drug sporadically still increased their risk by about 3%. The non-users, 5% for stroke. Now, I know some people are listening to this going, wait a second. I saw Cheech and Chong as a kid. We had a bunch of Vietnam vets still around today. They smoked. It wasn't just about Vietnam vets. It was the 60s. All right? There was a lot of veterans that didn't smoke marijuana. They might have smoked cigarettes, because that helped get them through. But so when you look at the patient population, when marijuana started to become used more frequently, I've been seeing in the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, still striking heart attack risk. But what's interesting is we've been really limiting tobacco users or tobacco smoke. And those smoking tobacco are probably at its fewest that we've seen in decades. But heart attacks are still rising. Why? We've been cutting back on tobacco. Lung cancer, still the number one cancer killer. Why, when tobacco has been taxed and stereotyped and people have been kicked out of casinos and buildings. And, well, it's because, one, we do have more people, so if it's a number game, our population has grown. But, two, it's because there are other things leading to our heart attacks. Our fast food, our fattening food, our sitting at a computer all day, and, of course, marijuana use. Now, you know, with the advent of gummies and edibles, you would think the average person would say, hell no, I'm not going to smoke. Eating an edible would probably be safer. I'm not affecting my lungs. I'm not breathing in pesticides. The edible probably was overseen by some sort of regulatory company to make sure it wasn't tainted. But the problem that people are telling me with edibles is it takes too long to kick in. For some people, an edible takes 1 to 2 hours. Well, of course, it's in your stomach for a couple hours. The average piece of food is in your stomach for a couple hours, and some of these gummies really take a while to digest. And because they're gummies, then they make it to your intestine, and you could start absorbing it. So, yeah, if it doesn't go through your stomach pretty quickly, yeah, I'm worried people are going to try to find liquid forms because they just want the hit quickly. We really have a problem with us being as not so much inattentive, but us being very impatient. We want our food now. We want our text now. We want our letter now. We want our answer now. We want our loan approval now. We want our life insurance quote now. We want everything now. Because 5 minutes from now or 5 seconds from now, I'm going to change my mind. So when somebody decides that they want to get high, right, they want to feel that within 5 seconds. You know, people have asked, why narcotics? Why would somebody use narcotics? Narcotics give me a headache. They make me nauseous. They constipate you. Why? Well, because some people feel it very quickly. And sadly, some people who really want to feel it immediately, they inject their veins. It's sad. And we've trained society to be this impatient. You don't even have to wait to cook food anymore. You can have your meal in the car while you're driving home because somebody serves it to you hot. You don't have to wait for anything. I mean, I used to have to wait for a letter from my family overseas. It would take weeks. Now, just a text. And it's nice, but people want things, they want it now. And we don't teach ourselves to wait. You know, one thing we learned in medical school is to advise parents when their kids make them mad, stop, leave the room, take 10 seconds, long seconds, the one Mississippi seconds, and take a deep breath, and then go back and address what's going on, rather than just starting to, you know, wail on the kid. Take a break. Do a timeout. Same thing with eating. People will see a commercial, and then they will dial up the pizza place before the commercial ends. Wait 10 seconds. Wait 30 seconds. A lot of times you'll change your mind. But we now have society training us that we need things fast. And so if you are going to use marijuana, I think the worst way to use it is by smoking. I'm not recommending you use it any other way either, but it's just the inhalation aspect of it, bad. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump expected to be in the courtroom when his attorneys argue for the dismissal of his federal classified documents case. Special counsel Jack Smith argues that the former president's motions to dismiss the case are yet another example of Trump believing he is above the law. Backers of the TikTok bill in the U.S. House say it isn't meant to crack down on the use of the app, but it's meant to make the app safer for U.S. citizens to use. Federal prosecutors announcing three Kansas City men have been charged in connection with an illegal firearms trafficking investigation related to the shooting outside Union Station on February 14th during the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade. Those three men that were arrested were not among the shooters. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, people ask, why did I work during medical school? Why did I work so much, you know, throughout my undergrad? And why did I continue to work even in residency? I would drive down to Arizona because I got my license in Arizona to work. And I didn't look at it as a side gig or a side hustle. It was hedging. It was covering my bases. If I lost one part-time job, I would at least have another part-time job. I never wanted to be unemployed. If I got, let's say, kicked out of medical school because I couldn't pass biochem, it's okay. I'm waiting tables. I have a job. I could support myself. Luckily, I did well in medical school, didn't fail, but I always needed to have plan B. So I have always held multiple jobs. The only time I didn't is when I left urgent care to run my office. And I probably went 8 years of only doing that, and then I started to go into radio and do other things as well. I just get really, really nervous only having all my eggs in one basket. Well, the side hustle or the side gig is a term that they are using now for that additional job. And the COVID pandemic and the lockdowns and all that other stuff kind of helped, you know, spur this. And in fact, actually, it was the Great Recession. During the teens, people went to Uber, Lyft, you know, very grateful that Uber and Lyft offered opportunities where when they couldn't work, because COVID, it was more about, all right, the government shut us down. But during the recession, people were out of jobs. People weren't hiring for years. And so there were opportunities where you could go and make some money. You have a car. You don't have to open up a building. You don't have to get a loan. You can make money today by driving people around. And so side gigs, even though they've always been around, it really exploded during the Great Recession and then now post-COVID. And there's some interesting data coming out of, this is coming from Self magazine, where they look at statistics of the quote-unquote side hustle industry. And they say 45% of working Americans currently have a side hustle. 30% of those say they need the extra money just to cover basic costs. So that means 70% are doing it to try to put some money away. All right, but still 30%, they almost have to do it. See, to me, I think a side gig or a side hustle implies you don't need the money, you're just trying to make some extra on the side. But you know, for me, that's why I never called it a side gig or a side hustle. I needed to live on that money. That was for rent. That was for food. That was to cover my schooling. But like I said, the terminology is different these days. They said most side hustlers spend 5 to 10 hours a week on that hustle or gig. I really don't like the term hustle. And then an average side hustle or a side gig, but I'm quoting them, brings in $688 a month. 45.6% of people report, though, that they earn less than $250 a month. So many of these are not necessarily very, very lucrative. But what are some people doing? Well, they're selling clothes. They're selling things in their house. They're making crafts, selling crafts, doing delivery driving like DoorDash, freelance writing. And you could do babysitting, dog walking. And so it's really, really interesting because some people made a lot more. There was another survey conducted by Self, the magazine, and they found that most respondents earned $51 to $250 per month from their side hustle. A small percentage were making $4,000 per month. Or even more on their side hustle. I'd like to know what those are because I would like to do that. And so they actually, the data was really, really interesting. 70% of those 18 to 24 said they were planning on doing a side hustle. 25 to 34 year olds, 62% were. Those in the older age group, 65 plus, much less likely. 33% may be thinking of starting one. So it's interesting how the age group is. In fact, those who made the most money on their side hustle were the 55 to 64 year olds. So, you know, Uber and Lyft are going to be going through possibly some changes in Minnesota. I think Minnesota is mandating that the average Uber or Lyft driver gets minimum wage. And so that starts to change the whole dynamics of how that works. You want to work, you log in, you sign in, you do your work, you leave, you have your own schedule, the flexibility. Now if you're going to start doing minimum wage, there's going to be more demands. A lot of people don't like doing that. Me, I love doing telemedicine with my own flexible schedule. You know, if I'm waiting to go somewhere with the family, it's my mom's birthday, come on everybody, let's go. And, you know, someone's in the bathroom, someone's deciding to, I don't know, shave, make a phone call. I could go and see a patient, then log off. I mean, in my own private room, but I could work. I could work whenever I want to. And I love that flexibility. I understand why people like working remotely and working from home. I get that. But are we now starting to create a landscape, especially with tech or AI taking over jobs, where it's all going to be about the side hustle? I think it will be, and I really don't like the word hustle. See, hustle to me means trying to get money. You know, you're trying to, you know, work the person for tips or money, so I don't like that. But other people use it as, well, let's hustle. Let's bust our butts. Let's get to work. So these side gigs, I think as we are starting to notice that full-time jobs are going to start shrinking in terms of the numbers, a full-time employee, an employer has to not only pay their high, you know, labor charges, but their taxes, their health insurance. And so there's going to be fewer of those types of jobs, benefits covered, all of that. And so the average person, in order to make the money they need to, are going to do multiple types of jobs. Or they're going to be thinking like I did, going, look, I don't want to be unemployed every 2 months. So I want to have something I can fall back on. Some people's side jobs or side gigs are putting up Christmas lights. Some people's side jobs are doing landscaping, are doing handyman type stuff, carpentry work, teaching, tutoring, babysitting, nannying, cooking. Many older individuals, you know, are like, well, what can I do? Well, can you cook? Yeah. Well, there's many families that don't know how to eat healthy. And I've seen people where their side gig is, look, I'm going to buy your grocery. Give me a budget. I'm going to buy the groceries. I'm going to cook your meals. I will package them out. I'll label them for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They're healed. They're healthy. Here's the nutritional content of it. And this is my fee once a week. And you do that for multiple families, you're making a pretty good income. Most of these businesses that end up being created started as a side gig. Now, I noticed that there was a need, and people want, now you have these healthy, now you have all these companies sending meals to you. But that doesn't mean the side hustle doesn't have to be there. Personal training, teaching people how to exercise, selling books. These YouTube, these influencers making money online, there's still lots of ways to make money and do things. But some people will say, but Dr. Dahlia, you're really not making the money you need to. When you, let's say, Uber or Lyft, the wear and tear on the car, it looks like it's not worth it. Well, see, to me, it's worth it because you're getting out of bed. You know, knowing that if I get out of bed, I'm going to make money. But if I don't get out of bed, I'm not going to make money. That's incentive for a lot of us. And so you having an extra afternoon off, and you're like, well, what do? I could sleep, I could eat, I could watch more Netflix, or I could make some money. And I'd rather you make money. Yeah. So I think the side gig, side hustle thing is going to be something that characterizes, you know, here we are now in the 20s, the teens, 20s. But I think that's the way a lot of people are going to start bringing in income. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then, you know, people ask me about my family and my siblings, or I see some individuals have great relationships with their siblings, some don't. And I think it's a fascinating concept how many of us have family members that we're just not close to. And more often than not, people don't get along with their siblings rather than get along with their siblings. And you would think your siblings, they're your brothers. I was going to say they're like your brothers. They are. They're your brothers. They're your sisters. And sometimes they're your first enemy, the first person you shut out. And it's really interesting because, you know, I picked up on this long ago where the whole idea of having siblings is they're your first competitor. When, you know, you're in a nest and mama bird has one worm and she has to feed the little ones and everybody is fighting over that one worm, it's, you know, it's a blood sport. I mean, the animals are going to be always trying to, you know, siblings are going to try to push each other out when it comes to food, when it comes to feeding. You know, when I see these animals that are nursing their litter, the pushing and the, you know, not letting anybody through. I mean, I would be, if I was a kitty cat, I'd be like, oh, go ahead, I'll wait till you're done. Oh, go ahead. No. It's every man for themselves. And it with humans, similar. And I couldn't stand my siblings growing up. They were mean. I didn't like them, so I wasn't nice to them. We'd tattle. We'd get each other in trouble. If we got in trouble, we would take it out on each other because we got the beating and they didn't. It wasn't fun. And even though my parents would punish us and would, you know, whip us, if we weren't close, you need to be close. You need to get along. You need to, they would, they didn't do it right because we would all get beat when somebody did something wrong. You know, older sibling would get in trouble when younger sibling would do something. I think that's a horrible way to parent. Why is the younger, when an older sibling gets, you know, gets beatings, what is that, you know, when it wasn't their fault, but something that happened with the younger sibling, they didn't ask for, you know, to be that younger sibling's mommy or dad or disciplinarian. And so now they, and then there's this hostility, there's this resentment. So I know in my family, yeah, there was a lot of resentment. I think they got me in trouble. They got me, they think I got them in trouble. You know, I would do really good on a test. One of them didn't, and my parents would say, why can't you be more like Dolly? And then they would get in trouble. Now, me, I was just grateful I didn't get the belt. But, yeah. So there's a lot of resentment. You know, why didn't I do more as the younger sibling? Why didn't I do more as the older sibling? And so, and then other things happen with families. I'm not going to go through all of my history. I love my family, but then sometimes there are things that they do as adults. And you come to find out that your friends are easier to be closer to than your family. I love my family. I love my brothers. I love my sisters. But maybe, you know, the reason why I'm so much closer to friends than I am to family is because maybe the relationship is different. Maybe we don't have the childhood. I mean, and it was interesting. One of my family members did not stay close to me because I reminded him of his childhood. Well, that's, you know, I tried not to, but he had a dog. It reminded me of one of our dogs. I said, oh, like Rocky, our dog? And then all of a sudden, it triggered him. He fell apart, and that was it. I didn't talk to him. Didn't talk to me for years. So what I recommend, you know, because I think it's heartbreaking when you have people you are blood related to, even if they're I have half sisters, even if you know you grew up with them and you have blood or you're part related or whatever, you know, there's not very many people on this earth that have that connection to you. I remember when my kids didn't want to call me mommy. They go, I want to call you Dahlia. My friend calls their parents by their first name. I want to do that. And I go, look, you know, you're a big boy. I get, you know, big boys don't want to have to say mommy or daddy or mom or dad. And whatever you want to call me is fine. But I want you to realize that you and your brother are the only people on this earth that could call me that. Everybody's calling me, you know, I hear Dahlia all the time. Everybody calls me Dahlia. It's not special. You know, you could call me whatever you want. I mean, I was grown up, but, you know, he was a big kid then. And they call me Mom. And I was surprised that worked. I remember my parents, they go, you don't use me by my name. What? You know, that's, yeah. No way was I going to call them by their first names. You know, even though my mom called her mom by her first name, no way. I call her Mom. And I don't really care what my kids call me, as long as it's respectful. You know? But just letting them know that there's that very uniqueness. You know, it's not a bad thing to be using the term Mom or Mommy. And, you know, I love when they call me Mommy, because then I know they want something. Mommy? Oh, my babies. So, what do you do? If you have, you know, cousins, siblings, aunts, uncles you really want to be close to, and you're not. Now, I get the past, the drama, it's not easy. But you need to talk about it. And you need to say, look, I don't want to not be close. You know, if we need to go to counseling to, you know, deal with the past, let's do it. If we don't want to talk about the past and we just want to start fresh, fine with that too. Because there's, gosh, man, try to bring up counseling to people, they don't want to go. People still have all these certain, I think counseling's fantastic for people, but they don't, you know, you can't force people to go who don't want to go. But have the conversations, because you could go years without talking to a family member for stupid reasons. I don't like that. I want to know that I don't like having enemies or having discord. I'm a blue. There's a psychological profile. Well, I'm a blue red. Red likes to get stuff done and is a doer. Blue likes everything copacetic, everybody getting along. So I kind of like that. I'm more of that. But I do want to fix things. And I want to make sure that there's not divides that don't need to be, because then other family members have that divide. You know, my kids haven't had relationships with some of their cousins and some of their aunts and uncles because of stupid stuff. You know, and every time I tried to repair that, and I get, you know, bad things happen to us as kids, but it doesn't have to then reflect on the younger generations. We could fix that. And that's another talking point. Tell your family members and say, look, the BS we went through stops at that generation. Don't let grandma, grandpa, or mom or dad, or uncle or aunt, don't let them win. We could change that. We have the power. Our kids, grandkids, you know, do not have to have cringe-worthy memories of the family. Let's change that. Maybe you could get people together. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.